Saudi diplomat claims Biden took Saudi Arabia's assurances on Khashoggi at face value after Biden dismisses them in public. By Ian Hanshett on July 15, 2022. During an interview aired on Friday's edition of CNN's Situation Room, Saudi Minister of State for Foreign Affairs Adel Al-Jaber, who was inside President Joe Biden's meeting with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, claimed that while Biden did mention the murder of Jamal Khashoggi, Biden mentioned that he took Saudi Arabia's assurances at face value and that he believes Biden accepted Saudi Arabia's explanation. Al-Jaber also raised doubts that the U.S. intelligence community specifically concluded MBS was responsible for the murder, while also casting doubt on the intelligence community's credibility and claiming that presidents' say on the campaign trail sometimes doesn't get reflected in terms of being in office because they have access to more intelligence. They have access to a fuller and broader picture when they do these things. Al-Jaber stated, at the beginning, during the reception, the president mentioned that this was an issue. He mentioned that he took Saudi Arabia's assurances at face value. The Crown Prince explained to him that this was a tragedy for Saudi Arabia and that those who were responsible for it have been investigated and faced the law and are now paying the price for the crime that was committed, and we. The conversation then moved on in terms of the official discussions. Host Wolf Blitzer then asked, "So, was it your impression, Minister, that President Biden accepted your explanation for the murder of Jamal Khashoggi?" Al-Jaber responded, "I believe so. But I believe so." Blitzer then asked, "And he didn't raise it anymore throughout the course?" Al-Jaber cut in to say, "What is there to raise, Wolf?" Blitzer responded, "The U.S. intelligence community, as you know, concluded that the Crown Prince effectively ordered the killing of Jamal Khashoggi." Al-Jaber stated, "I don't believe that that was specified in those terms, one. Number two, it was an assessment. Number three, we know what the intelligence community's assessment was with regards to Saddam Hussein having weapons of mass destruction. The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia investigated this crime. The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia held those responsible for it accountable, and they are paying the price of the crime they committed as we speak." Blitzer then said, "President Biden, as a candidate, certainly believed the U.S. intelligence assessment." Al-Jaber responded, "Wolf, you and I had a similar conversation with regards to what President Trump said when he was on the campaign trail. What happens, what people say on the campaign trail sometimes doesn't get reflected in terms of being in office because they have access to more intelligence. They have access to a fuller and broader picture when they do these things." After the meeting, President Biden said he raised Khashoggi's murder and that he believes the Crown Prince is responsible for it. Follow Ian Hanshett on Twitter at Ian Hanshett.